SBS Filipino.
Today we are speaking with Lori Noel of AMES Australia to tell us about the significant issues that migrants face in finding jobs here in Australia. Good morning, Lori. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Lori, your agency AMES have conducted a survey which revealed interesting and very significant figures. First of all, can you walk me through how the survey was conducted and who were the respondents?
So we surveyed job seekers from core communities in Broadmeadows and Dandenong in Melbourne, and also at Auburn and Bankstown in Sydney. So we surveyed 357 migrant and refugee job seekers, and we also held some focus groups to try and drill down into what their real issues were.
So tell me, what were the reasons or the issues for migrants not finding work?
Well, about a third say that their biggest barrier was a lack of local experience. About 20% said that they had trouble securing and even getting into an interview stage. And a quarter said that English language proficiency was the biggest barrier for them.
So given the figures that were cited, are we doing anything to help the migrants at least, or assist them to put their feet on the door of opportunities?
Well, there are programs that are being run to help migrants find work, and we at AMES Australia run several of those. And some of them have been successful, but there's not a whole lot of resources put behind the effort. One of the really interesting things that we found was that a massive 89% of respondents said that recruitment processes did not give employers an understanding of their abilities and capacities. So we think that this says that employers are not realising the value of people who are newly arrived to Australia and the capacities and the resilience and the experience that they bring.
The survey found most job seekers' main reason for needing work was actually to support their families as well. Right? Correct?
That's right, yeah.
20% said they needed extra money, 17% said they wanted a career pathway, and 10% said that self-esteem was the key factor in wanting work.
Yep. That's correct.
And we know that migrants are a strong contribution to the Australian community, but they're actually the ones taken for granted, not given equal rights as Australians, and sadly, treated unfairly. How do we support them?
Well, I think we need to get the message out to employers that you know, this is a really underutilised resource, that migrants make wonderful employees, that they bring a lot of skills and experience and global knowledge that is really important, increasingly important with global markets and the push to export overseas. So I think we just need to educate people that migrants are an incredibly valuable resource.
What would be also your advice to migrants or job seekers out there?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the people we spoke to who did find work said that volunteering was a really useful pathway for them, so that they would go and volunteer in a workplace, get the experience they need to build their resume, and then go from there into paid employment. It's about building a pathway.
Lori Noel of AMES Australia, thanks for your insight for today.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.